Welcome into another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another company update today, this one from O3 Mining and the president and CEO, Jose Vizcarra. O3 is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII. Now, Jose, I want to quickly follow up on just one comment you made last time we chatted at the tail end of November regarding the drilling plans for this year. You mentioned that by January, by the beginning of the year, you will have four drills turning on the projects. Can you take us through if this is still the case? Do you guys have four drills on site right now?
Hi, Corey. Very happy to talk to you and your audience. As you mentioned, we have right now four drills turning. We're drilling in our three properties in Malartic, Alpha, and East Cadillac. Our current drilling is focused with two drills in Alpha and two drills in East Cadillac. And we just brought a new drill, which is our fifth drill bit right now, in order to focus into Epsilon, which was the last rediscovery that we did December of last year when we were just entering into the holiday.
Okay, so can you again just outline kind of the exploration strategy with these four drills? What targets are they going after first and foremost?
Yeah, so in the case of our Alpha property, we have two main targets. The first one called the Bulldog target, which was a discovery made by our predecessors in December of 2018. And the second target is the Orena type mineralization, which extends close to the boundary with the Cadillac Lake fault.
Let's follow up on some of the actual drill results that we have seen at the tail end of last year and late December, and then also in early January. There were some results, headline numbers being 3.1 grams per ton gold over almost 8 meters. And you did outline that this also identified a new zone within the Skarn corridor on the Alpha property. We also saw 12.2 grams per ton over 1 meter also at the Alpha property. What's going to be the follow-up work, and what are these drill results initially telling you about what's possible here?
Yeah, no, the results on the Skarn is very interesting because it shows the potentiality of the area. It shows how productive is our ground, that we not only have one style of mineralization, which is the low gold deposit, which is very typical in Val-d'Or, but we're starting to have these Skarns. These Skarns looks very much like deposits like Upper Beaver, so that excites us quite a bit. In the case of the 12 grams that we hit, that is part of the Bulldog zone, so it keeps confirming the structure, which is very important. We like to say that we drill for structures and we drill for grades, but in this case, the structure is coming with grades, so it's phenomenal. We also had some good results in Epsilon, which comes from 2019, and those are 6 meters of 9 grams and 1.9 meters of 25 grams.
So with all the drilling that's going on this year, is the strategy here to develop a resource in the near term, or is this simply still just getting your feet under you and looking at what could be the potential size of some of these deposits?
That's exactly it. We want to see what is the size in order to program ourselves to know how much more drilling we need to do in order to increase the resource. So right now, the goal is to hit as much gold as we can and show how big the system is, because, I mean, this area, the western area of Val-d'Or, has been aside for many years. So it's our job to show the potentiality of this area and to show that it is as productive as the western side of Val-d'Or.
So when it comes to some of the mineralization that you have already found, and also I'm assuming some of the mineralization that you are chasing, how deep are some of these holes? What's the relationship to surface here?
Interesting question as well. In the case of the properties that we manage, we are very privileged to be drilling with less risk than many of our competitors, because we are drilling in areas where there is previous resources. Those resources were done only focused up to 400 meters. So our job consists on expanding those resources at depth. So we are minimizing the risk and maximizing the potentiality of the area that we are right now working on.
Okay, so when it comes to the overall drill strategy for this year, I will post a link to a recent news release that does outline a lot of the goals, but you do have a plan of a minimum of 50,000 meters, 25,000 meters at the Alpha property, 15,000 meters at the East Cadillac property, and around 10,000 meters at Malartic. What's going to be the news flow in terms of when these drill results are released and what you think will be kind of the structure here?
Yeah, so in summary, we will have results every 3 weeks to 4 weeks. We have four drills right now turning, one more coming in. So we're not going to be, we'll have results. We'll be putting them as they come. Probably, again, every 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have results. If we have material results before that, we'll make sure that we put them out. And just one more point to make, Corey, which I think is very important. Let's not forget that the very big deposits in Val d'Or were not world-class deposits right away. They became world-class deposits. The footprint of these deposits are small on surface, but they tend to be big as you go deeper. So this is the luxury we have. We already have six areas with resources, so we really have to go and explore now at depth in areas that are already been known.
Just a final comment too regarding cash in the bank. I know the company has been very successful in terms of raising money. What kind of funds are you sitting on here to satisfy all these drill plans?
We have right now around $26 million right now in the bank. We closed September with 32. Right now we are in 26, and we drilled last year 17,000 meters under our wing until December.
Okay. Now, just in general, Jose, I do appreciate this update. If anybody has any further questions regarding some of the drilling that is ongoing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I know we're all going to be waiting to see some more drill results. And the nice thing about being cashed up and having such a big drill program is that these drill results should come in a very consistent manner, as you have outlined. Jose, appreciate your time, and I will follow up as we see some more news hit the market. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.